Someone asked me the following question. Let's say you're out jogging, you're out walking, and you take a water bottle with you. And or in the summertime, you're out golfing. So you're going to be drinking constantly. Do you have to recite a new bracha every time you take a drink? You drink every 10 minutes, 50 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever the case is. You have this water bottle and you're jogging, walking, playing golf. Can you take sips for hours without reciting a new bracha rishona? So there is a concept in halacha called shinui makom. The Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Seif Aleph says that if you're eating one house and then you leave to go to a different house, then once ho v'shinui makom, once you leave your place, tzarich levarach, you need to make a new bracha. In the new place. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that, however, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that a concept called Holchei Drachim. And what are Holchei Drachim? That they're Holchei Drachim she'ochlim derech hilucha. This is the Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim, Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Seif Daled. And the Magen Avraham says explicitly, "Dehei mutar lechol derech hilucham." They're permitted to eat as they're walking. Shelo kavu makom lachilasam. That they can continue eating. You don't have to make a new bracha because they never established a place for their eating. Meaning, if I establish a place, I'm eating here. I'm eating in my house. So I've established a makom, a place. So if I were to go to a different place, so then maybe I need to make a new bracha because I've established my place in my house. I go to some other place, I need a new bracha. But holchei drachim, they never established a place to begin with, so there's never a reason for you to make a new bracha based on shinui makom, changing your place. What about and the Mishnah Berurah says this explicitly. It's in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Seif Katan Mem Beis. So he writes that lo kavu atzmon lechatchila lecho b'makom sheberchu. They never establish themselves to eat in the place where they recite a bracha. If they're holchei drachim, they keep on walking. V'rak they're only going and eating. V'lachein klal okrim. They're never uprooting from their place. They don't have a fixed place. So location doesn't require a change, a new bracha. What about time? What if you don't drink for half an hour, 40 minutes. Is there an issue with that? So the Be'er Halacha and Siman Kuf Tzadi Sa'if Beis says that maybe when it comes to Bracha Achrona, so then there's a certain period of time after which it's called Shas Ikul, Ayin Yud Kaf Vav Lamed, the digestion. There's a Shas Ikul, there's a time between when you eat or drink and when you can recite a bracha achrona. However, kol says the Be'er Halacha, kol shesileg dato me'achilo me'ashtia. As long as you don't deviate your mind, basically, as long as you don't forget that you're not going to be eating or drinking, lo nispat la bracha rishona. The effects of the bracha rishona are not canceled. Afilu shah kol hayom, even if you wait the whole day. So the notion of you have a certain period of time to recite a bracha, that's only with a bracha achrona. But with a bracha rishona, if I am reciting a bracha and then I drink and I have in mind I'm going to be drinking throughout the day, you only have to recite one bracha rishona on the first time you take the sip. There is a discussion about if, let's say, I drink a certain amount. Right, and so now, maybe I should recite a bracha achrona, because let's say I drink, let's say 4 fluid ounces or 3 fluid ounces, so now I'm obligated to recite a bar nefashos. So maybe after and after, let's say half an hour was shas equal, however long that is, maybe it's a half an hour for a drink of for let's say 3 fluid ounces. So after a certain period of time, I can no longer recite a bracha achrona. So maybe what I'm doing, maybe what I should do is that if I'm jogging or I'm walking outside and I have my I have my water bottle and I drink a little bit. So maybe I have to recite, maybe I have to, after I drink a shir, I should recite a bracha achrona right away. So I catch the bracha achrona. So I asked this Rabbi Willig, who thought that, no, all these halachos about that you have to recite a bracha achrona or you lose the opportunity when you drink a lot. So that's only when you're sitting down in a meal at a table. When you create a kvias, you create a sense of permanence when you're sitting in a room and then you drink. So then within the half hour, you want to get the bracha achrona. You want to recite the bracha achrona. And when you're walking, these rules don't apply. Just he said that you make the bracha rishona the first time you take the sip. And then make sure at the very end, when you're done, then make sure you drink your 3 or 4 fluid ounces when you're finished. And then within the half an hour, then recite the bracha achrona, the Baruch Nefashos.